No, you got it. In order to do what you were requesting, and I struggled with it at first too, it's kind of like you got to kind of figure it out by yourself, but the repeater itself has to be connected to Brandmeister, and then Brandmeister has to be told what to allow you to do. So, and if you get to the Brandmeister thing, like this repeater is not hooked up to Brandmeister, so you really can't do anything. Like I know in some of them, like over in Ann Arbor, once in a while, you can go in there and you can say, okay, I want to go to Talk Group 91. And it'll let you go to Talk Group 91, and then it'll time out, you know, after like 10 or 15 minutes if nobody transmits on it. So, but this repeater doesn't do that. This one here, they've got it set for the, you know, basically the fives, and you can punch in all of the commands you want, and it just ignores them. So, and it's the same thing like with that at Oak. I know the Oak is the same thing. It is what it is. And I don't blame the guys that have these repeaters, you know, because, you know, you can go ahead and just, you know, okay, I want to talk to Worldwide One, then all of a sudden your repeater runs for 15 minutes straight, you know, because you didn't get a command to disconnect it. So I believe that that's the way it works. But I do know that this one won't go anywhere by giving it commands. If you want to do that, get yourself a 5-star do it that way. And a lot of us use that W0CHP program. That's a lot better than 5-star.